Good morning, high pressure, which brought us brilliant sunshine but cold weather the last couple of days, gradually fading off the eastern seaboard. It's opening the door for cloud cover to move in from the west and a developing south wind. The combination of the two allowing temperatures to stay relatively milder overnight and mainly in the teens and lower 20s, and this is where we start today. The next disturbance is currently working its way toward the Great Lakes on its way into southern parts of Ontario. On this track, clouds will tend to increase and thicken during the day today. First the high thin variety, then the thicker clouds will build by about lunchtime. This will eventually lead to light rain and snow showers by this evening, with temperatures pushing into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees on average. After dark tonight, as the system pushes across southern Canada and drags a front through the region, we'll have additional rain and snow. Wet snow mainly confined to the higher terrain in the Catskills, the Adirondacks, and Green Mountains, where we could get a couple of slushy inches in the highest terrain. The valleys will see mainly rain and wet snow that will not accumulate, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. With an upper-level disturbance associated with this system passing through tomorrow, skies will remain mostly cloudy. It'll become breezy with passing rain and snow showers, but temperatures will push into the middle 40s. On Friday, high pressure will build in, and this will allow us to return to sunshine, and highs will be back into the lower 40s. Another disturbance heading our way with Saturday will have a bit more moisture with it, so a good chance of clouds with rain and snow through most of the day. High temperatures will be in the middle to upper 30s on average, so accumulations will be held back in the valleys with the best chance of accumulating snow to start the weekend across the higher terrain. Behind this system, another disturbance will pass through on Sunday, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers, as a northwest wind increases and builds in colder air. Temperatures will drop back into the lower 30s for afternoon highs. The heart of this cold air will be over us on Monday with sunshine. Highs will stay in the 20s, back to 30 with the chance for light snow on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued for most of northern New England into tomorrow. With a storm passing through southern Canada and temperatures going back down past freezing, snowfall will add up to 3 to 5 inches in these locations. Winter weather advisories are also out for northern Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan for the same system as it winds down. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow is expected in these areas. Finally, a winter weather advisory is in effect for the Washington Cascades with a new system coming onshore in the Pacific Northwest. 6 to 10 inches of snow is expected above 1,500 feet with an additional 2 to 5 inches tonight. Lesser amounts are expected below the 1,500-foot level. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Kenora, Ontario, Canada, at 12 a.m. Eastern Time back on Friday. The last report of hail was at Billings, Montana, at 3:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 16, 60% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with a chance of showers later in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 13, the average temperature 27, that's 9 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 5.5 inches for the month, which is 1.6 inches below normal, and 70.7 inches for the season, which is 17.1 inches of snow above normal. There were 38 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 736, and 5,853 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 78 set in 2012, and the record low 10 below zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning right at 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7.06 p.m. 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with a chance of rain or snow showers by dark and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Rain and snow likely tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with a chance of rain showers by dark and highs in the lower 40s. Rain showers likely tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with a chance of rain or snow showers by dark and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Rain and snow likely tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with a chance of rain showers by dark and highs in the upper 30s. Rain showers likely tonight, perhaps some wet snow, with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with a chance of rain or snow showers by dark and highs in the upper 30s. Rain and snow likely tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, passing rain or snow showers, perhaps more persistent snow across the higher terrain, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly sunny, comfortably cool Friday, lower 40s, a chance of snow and rain again Saturday in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder, with snow showers on Sunday, lower 30s. Sunny but cold Monday in the upper 20s, and a chance of light snow Tuesday with highs around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.